Welcome to Amateur Pros. I'm your host, Anderson.
It's your boy, Dory, and what up?
Yo, what's going down in Toronto?
What's up, everybody? This is Christopher Harris. We're here to give you another awesome show. Kick it, Anderson.
Welcome, guys. Special day today for those who voted for Biden. We got a new president. But you know what? We're not here to talk about politics. We're here to talk about sports because we all know we're pros and we're amateurs.
We already know who the amateur. What show is this? Which number?
I'm the amateur and you're the pro.
I ain't say nothing, but you just said it, so whatever. We'll take that.
Let's kick off the show. I wanted to kick off the show with the NBA.
All right.
And wanted to kick it off with what Shaq said about the Harden trade last week. Play the clip, Chris.
Part one.
The city you're all, that ain't true. And I'm about to say some things, and keep in mind, I have G14 classification to say these things. You asked for Dwight Howard. We gave him to you. Didn't work out. You asked for Chris Paul. We gave him to you. You asked for some shooters. We gave it to you. We asked for Westbrook, your homeboy from Little League. We gave him to you. Didn't work out. And when you say I gave you everything, I say no, you didn't. Because the last five games, when it comes to elimination, you're 1-4. You've been shooting 41%, 24% from three, 32 assists, and 27 turnovers. I used to be like James. I used to come home and complain, man, he didn't do it. And my father, rest in peace, Sergeant Philip Harris, used to say, but what the hell did you do? He ain't do nothing. He ain't step up when he was supposed to step up. So, you know, when you're the man and you make all the money, you make 30, 40 million a year, it's a big responsibility. Chuck has said this many times. When you're the man, you got a big responsibility. It's all on you. So when it comes time to show up, he ain't show up. So I know a lot of people in Houston, glad he's gone. So now he got his little super team. He got to win this year. If he don't win this year, it's a bust. Period.
All right. This is what Harden responded. And this is what he said on his tweet. We do all this talking about uplifting the next African-American athlete male, and some of these ex-NBA players use national TV or their own social media to do the opposite. I see it. I just say to myself, the real never lose. Your thoughts, especially Dorian, because I know Dorian. You know what? Go ahead, Karan.
Go ahead, Karan.
Go ahead and let Dorian go. Go ahead and let Dorian go.
I'm going to
come back.
All right, man. Hey, man, he a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Harden, of course. But everything that Shaq said was the truth. You know what I mean? He didn't lie about nothing. See, that's the thing with these little motherfuckers that got money, man. As soon as you say something bad about them, especially when it's truth, it hurt. They ass hurt. You know what I mean? Like, everything that Shaq said was the truth. They gave him full control of that fucking squad for how many years? He didn't do shit with it. Nothing. And he can't say he didn't have a good team because I was scared of Houston every year. Every time they play, I'm like, remember last year they had Houston beating the Lakers. Like, everybody was saying, oh, even Shaq and them was saying Houston could beat the Lakers in the playoffs last year. You remember?
Yep.
In the bubble.
I remember that.
He didn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? But now when he jump over, he go over there now, he don't expect anybody to say nothing? He gonna be mad about that shit? Like, come the fuck on, man. And then you know what I don't like about his comment? All these motherfuckers, man, they always want to bring black into this shit. Like, okay, we know we doing better and we trying to, like, as black people, we trying to come together and do better with each other. And we trying to, you know, the Black Lives Matter and all those stuff. Like, everybody just trying to, like, get rid of racism. Like, this thing is, like, front and center right now in the world itself. Every sport, right? But just because that's what it is, don't fucking throw in there, like, if you didn't like it, okay, fine. Say, like, man, Shaq didn't have to say that. But you don't have to say, oh, an African-American man bringing down. Like, he trying to get, like, some clout off of his from his comment off of that. You see, that's the first thing he said, right? That shit don't got nothing to do with what Shaq said. That don't got nothing.
That's what bothered me.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That's the reason I brought it. That's the reason why I brought it up. I was like,
yeah.
What Shaq's comment have to do with uplifting and the next African American?
Exactly. The nigga just doing his job. My bad. He's just doing his job. Delete that, man. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that in. I want you to get your hate mail because you talk too much. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Karan. What you got to say?
So my whole thing with James Harden leaving for Brooklyn is, you know, it's 50-50, kind of like what Shaq said. Like, I see the game in it. You know, you have a choice to your own career. I feel like the way James went about leaving was very frowned upon. He could have did it way better. He could have actually let it be known the end of last season. Like, hey, I'm trying to be ghost. Like, I'm not really trying to be here. The way he went about it this season, not even really giving his teammates a chance to really even build. Like, his teammates was like, bro, we only like 8 games in, you already trying to like leave on us. So I felt like that was kind of shady on his part. But I will say that, you know, in this era of NBA, the, you know, choosing your career path is what it is. That started way back when you, with the Celtics. Then you've seen it with LeBron. So now when you see players doing it, there is a little bit of like, well, bruh, like there was players before me that did it. Why are y'all attacking me? And the only reason why people get attacked, certain players get attacked, not people, is because players have certain legacies that carry on with their team. Everybody really knows James Harden playing with Houston. He made his name really James Harden in Houston. Yeah, he was playing with OKC before, but he made his name in Houston. So for that, we kind of hold you how we hold Curry in Golden State. We hold Harden to Houston like that. Like, bro, you the name of Houston. You the franchise. So for you to just be like, hey, I'm going to dip because I ain't really feeling the office anymore and my teammates ain't really going to the same tier of competitiveness as I am, I'm going to be out. But Shaq made a point. Anytime we did give you somebody who could make that competitive tier, you didn't show up. So don't cry now at the end of the day when it's like, yo, we gave you the opportunity to make those moves. Don't cry now. That's how I feel.
You know what? I feel I'm not even mad that he want to leave because shit, AD kind of did the same shit last year too. You know, all these NBA players is doing it. But to get mad at what the fuck Shaq said, then the way he said it is bullshit. He shouldn't even have said nothing to me. That's my thing with it. I understand, okay, you don't want to leave. Like, okay, they give you what you want. Actually, that's fucking Houston's fault. You shouldn't be giving them every full control and making them. You can't give players that much control. Like, I know you could control. You don't want to be on no sorry team. You want some say or whatever, but you can't give one player that control to be making decisions on who should come to the team. Are actually, obviously, this shit don't work. You get what I'm saying? Because look what happened. They ain't won nothing.
Well, you know what? The AD situation is probably a little different because AD didn't get the weapons that Harden got either.
Well, yeah, we get that. Like AD, yeah. But you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be fair a little bit with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because all these players is doing it nowadays. Like, they forcing their way out. We get it. That's like the
where new you
thing.
Think it started though, Dorian. Where you think this type of ad? Like fucking prima donna shit started in the NBA.
That shit started from wide receivers in the NFL.
No. But in the NBA, where do you think it started?
But I think like the first person that really did that was, I don't really know. It just started really happening lately to me. But
I think LeBron James.
It's kind of coming from the strength that LeBron is showing these players that you've got to be independent.
Uh-huh.
But remember, LeBron, when LeBron left Cleveland, his contract was up.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying, he didn't do the same thing. What I'm saying is that's where it's kind of stemming from. Like, LeBron showing people,
but
like,
the thing with, yo.
Say, talk, Karan.
The thing with LeBron, when he left the first time, the reason why I was so frowned upon is because LeBron had made Cleveland a promise. And then he got into, you know, those Eastern conferences and that East playoff and was getting shut the fuck out. So when it came to him being like, hey, I'm going to leave, it was more so you leaving and you ain't even gave us your promise yet. So it was kind of like, bro, just kind of like didn't give his word. What redeemed him is him coming back. Once he came back and really gave the city the title, that's what cleared his name. What painted it for the longest was him promising Cleveland, hey, I'm going to win you a ring. He went those, what, like 6 years, got to like a couple of championships, a couple of playoff runs, and was getting smacked. And then he was like, yo, I'm going to just go to Miami real quick. Once he said that, it was done, though. Like, all right, bro, we cool with you. You promised us this ring, and you just going to leave because you keep getting smacked? All right, we good. But he came back, and he redeemed that promise.
Karan, you're making a great point, but that shit don't got shit to do with what we talking about right now, to be honest with you.
Well, what I'm getting at is that this is the standard that people hold with Harden. Harden made promises for Houston. Harden came out. You can look up old tweets. Nigga Curry asking him, hey, bro, don't ever leave Houston. Don't ever leave the Rockets. He's like, I'm a Rocket forever. Woo-woo. Like, these are promises people of Texas have held him to. So for him to just be like, I did it all for y'all in these last 8 years, and it ain't working. I'm out. Yeah, we have a right to be mad. We have a right to be mad.
Yeah, are you a Houston fan? You a Rocket fan or something?
No, I'm a Warriors fan, but I keep up with stuff.
Hey, Karan. Karan, he's a Laker fan. That's the reason why.
Hey, Karan, I got a question to ask you, bro. I got a question, man.
Hey, bro, why y'all let us get up that 20 points, bro? What's up?
What's up? That's what you worried about?
This is the year to find out who the real kings of the West are.
That's your goal of the year to come down 20 in a regular season game and win it? That's like your goal? That's like your highlight? Like you happy for the rest of the year or something? Because we ain't. We trying to win this shit.
No, I ain't happy for the rest of the year. But
that's because you're talking about one game that we don't really give a fuck about. We don't really give a fuck about that shit already. We still in first place. Y'all know what your point is. You're talking about one game, bro. Congratulations. If that's a championship, you know, I mean, if that's the championship, then you know I'm saying. If that energy is in the playoffs, that's all I'm saying. The energy is going to be in the playoffs somewhere. I ain't going to be. Y'all went to the shit one time and then y'all acting a fool.
Okay, bro.
How long you been a Warriors fan? Don't lie, either. How long you been a Warriors fan? How long? What year did the bus bring you to Golden State?
Oh, that's fucked up. Sounds like someone's jealous.
No, I'm asking a question. I was born Lakers. Well, what year did the bus drop you off in Golden State? I want to know that. And where did you
My last good bus was when we had Monte Ellis really starting for us. That was my last.
I said, when did the bus drop you off? When did the bus drop you off to Golden State? When did you start being a Golden State Warrior fan?
When you left New Jersey.
Bro, I've been here since day one, bro. Day one.
Day one? Since who? What era of Golden State? What's your, like, before that? Like, tell me some other teams that you were running.
Talk about black-on-black crime over here, dude. Talk about black people bringing down black people right here.
Even Jack.
This is exactly what...
Hold on. Calm down. I'm just asking you a question.
Black artists against black artists. This is a black-on-black crime.
You still ain't answering this shit.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Shit.
When did you become a Warriors fan?
This is how Trump wins, dog.
What are you saying? Like, when they started studying, was I
more? Bro, when did you become a Golden State Warrior fan?
When did you become a fan?
When did you become a fan of the Golden State Warriors?
At 2005?
And what team were you rolling with before that?
Nobody. It was still the Bay Area. I'm not a Lakers fan. You ain't going to play this.
No, I didn't ask you if you was a Lakers fan.
Doug, wait, wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Slow down. Wait, 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 wait. Slow yourself. Hey, Karan. How old were you in 2005, bro?
Bro. Who you
I know. Just let him know how old you were in 2005, bro. How old were you in 2005?
In 2005, I was 13, 14.
Exactly. That's about the right time.
You didn't have a team?
All right, let's move it off.
See, dude.
No, I had a team. It was the Warriors, bro.
Come on, man.
This you is like Jay-Z them, versus Nas Lakers, over here,
you
dog.
You want a damn, man. You want a damn, man.
What a damn? What a who?
He's 13. He's 13 years old, Dorian.
Nah, he one of them. Warriors got good. Warriors start winning. Curry and them came, and I'm a Warriors fan.
Warriors were not good in 2005, bro. Stop.
Bro, did you not hear what I said? I said my favorite player was Monte Ellis. I said nothing about the new age basketball. Like, you're holding me on to something that...
No, you bullshit. No. Out of all the players in the fucking league that have been in the league, your favorite player at one point was Monte Ellis.
It's believable.
Nah, bro. You're the first person I ever heard favorite player.
Anderson's favorite quarterback is fucking Dan Marino. This dude
ain't
could have Ellis, dog.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Shit. Come on. It's possible, bro. Hey,
but remember, check this out, Dorian. This was the players in 2005. They had Montez Ellis, Mike Dunleavy. They had Speedy Claxton?
Hold on, don't say
Speedy
no more
Claxton.
Names. Let Karan say who was on the team.
He was a. You remember Karan or no?
Don't be on Google either.
Dude. Hold on, y'all.
It's fuck, dude. That was more than half his life, dog. He wanted to fucking.
relax, Dorian.
Guys that haven't 30 yet, dude. Anderson, Jesus Anderson. Christ.
Anderson, you knew me at like 9, right? I was rolling Lakers before that. I grew up in a Laker household, homie. So this dude sound like he know about sports. You just started watching sports when you was 14. Like, oh, I like Monte Ellis. Like, come on, bro.
Hey, that's how he was. Hey, man. Not everybody have the same luxuries as you.
Because most of these dudes as Warrior fans, they used to be. Hold on.
You better step up, Karan. This fool's trying to punk you, bro. You better represent.
No, bro, I'm going to get on this phone.
You like the Nets right now, huh? Who your squad right now? The Warriors. What are you talking about? This fool's trying to disrespect you, Karan. What is he on right now?
Hey, bro, let y'all niggas go to the playoffs. Keep that energy, dog. We ain't talking about this, dog. We talking about James Harden. He mad at me over me liking the Warriors. I'm a Lakers fan, man. I'm too many praise, bro. Why you mad at me? I'm good. I'm great. Hey, you better take that over to Kawhi.
What about Kawhi Leonard?
You better take that energy to him. I don't know why you mad at us.
Why we ain't mad at you? I'll just ask you a simple question. When you
became a fan. You mad at me for being a Warriors fan, and they don't want to be like, when was you repping? When did you get on the bus?
I'm just asking you a question. You went hard on me and said y'all won a 20-point game. Y'all in like fucking ninth place, and you're talking about one fucking game.
Karan, calm down. As soon as they blew the whistle, what was your man's problem? He was throwing the ball in disappointment.
It's not your fault, bro.
He knew them damn was going to get whooped that day. Hey, I wasn't coming in with this energy. I wasn't coming right. in with this energy, man.
Let you me go ahead. Right let me go. Hey, let me go ahead and take control. It seems like.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
If anybody says Warrior fan, it seems like it triggers Dorian.
It don't trigger me. I know how to, it's not his fault, Anderson. See, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. Because that's what most Warriors fans, that's what they are. They are like that. They're those kind of people, you know?
I would like to say a few things. I would like to say
notice I just said I'm a Warriors fan and that's it. And then I come to find out he's a Lakers fan.
Hey bro, I never said you wasn't. I just asked you when you started.
He wants to know if you were down from day one. That's what he wants to know.
That's it. Yeah, I've been down from day one.
Here we go, Karan.
Is LeBron James better than Michael Jordan?
What are we asking him?
When everything's said and done, will LeBron be over Michael Jordan
if LeBron gets six rings.
All right.
Karan, guess what? How old is Karan?
Why you got to attack his age, dog?
No, I'm just asking a question.
You see how he's coming at me?
How old is Karan, bro? I'm just asking a simple question.
Talking, bro.
I'm 29. Chill. I'm just asking you a question. Like, you don't even got to tell me your real age. Like, in your 20s or something like that,
nah,
right?
No, I'm 29, though, bro. Yeah.
You're 29. Did you ever see Jordan playing his prime? I'm gonna give you my true answer.
I seen a glimpse. But if it wasn't for this Last Dance documentary, I wouldn't have really respected and saw it in its entirety. Now, if you're getting that after seeing that documentary, you can't even compare LeBron. I'm gonna slow your roll right there. Because one thing I learned from this documentary is
when Kobe documentary come out, that shit gonna be fire, and everybody gonna be like, "Damn, Kobe Bryant, this is the greatest."
I think the thing is with LeBron is the one thing I will say of this era right now that we are in right now, this basketball era right now. Yes, LeBron is the greatest player of all time. Yes,
better than. Better than Kobe Bryant?
I want to backtrack real quick. Hold up. I'm tripping. I just got to
he's fucking tripping.
Hold on. Give me a minute. Just give me a second, right? Just give me a quick second. Anderson, when was Monty Ellis on the Warriors?
When he became a fan. That's what, 2005. I don't know when he actually became a Warrior.
He said he became a fan when Monte Ellis became a Warrior.
My favorite player was Monte Ellis.
What was the other dudes that would roll in? You didn't like the other squads that would roll in on Golden State before that?
Who won that championship?
Be quiet. You don't like those other squads that before that? You don't know them?
What are you asking me, bro?
No, I'm asking you, like, it's some other, like, balling-ass dudes that played. It was, like, some squads that they had that's, like, really known. I'm asking you, do you know them?
Hey, bro, I'm loyal to the soil.
Man, you don't even know. I'm loyal to the soil. Oh, my God.
Bro, are you asking me about Baron Davis and all these dudes?
You don't know about that squad with Steven Jackson and Baron Davis and these dudes? You don't know that squad?
Yeah, Steven Jackson.
Dude, he must have been super old.
Chris, you chill out because you sound like you don't know him.
He's super old.
If this dude 29 and he's been watching basketball since he was 13, that's 16 years.
So you telling me I can't like a young basketball player?
If he'd been a Warriors fan, you should know about Baron Davis and them. That was hard. That was nice. All right,
bro. All right.
This is like the Hunger Games, bro. Fuck. This is full with Hunger Games on us.
Picking and choosing what you're listening. You heard me say Baron Davis. You heard me say Steve Jack. You heard me say Matt Barnes. I said my favorite player was Montez Harris.
Hey, bro, how could you hear him if you're always fucking screaming?
I said my favorite player is Montez Harris. That's it.
He does. Y'all not saying shit. Hold up. Y'all being fucking biased. This is biased.
You're the one asking the questions.
He don't even hear what we talking about right now.
Like I said, this is the only thing I established, that Dorian's a Laker fan and Warrior triggers him. Karan is 28.
Warriors triggers the fuck out of him for no reason.
No, I'm not. I don't understand. I just asked you simple questions and you're just going on the defensive.
That's the way.
I asked these questions and then you're trying to pull me in a position to be like,
No, bro, we ain't doing that. About the little eras of Golden State, and I just asked you, and you didn't want to answer me or something.
We'll say that for the next show.
You weren't paying attention. You started talking shit. You know about Run TMC?
You know about Run TMC?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Hey, we're gonna
go to the next segment.
I'll see Dorian on Facebook because we're going to keep this same energy the rest of the season. I'm easy to find. I take all smoke on Facebook, bro. We about to smoke three blunts together.
Come on.
AFC and NFC championship.
Oh, that shit was intense, bro. I just felt like I got done watching a UFC match. Fuck.
Chris, go ahead. Who you got in the AFC championship?
Fuck, dude, that's gonna be a great game. My heart's going for the Bills. Bills. I'm sticking with the Bills.
What about you, Karan? Or Dorian, go ahead.
KC, once Mahomes healthy, I'm going KC.
Yeah, is Mahomes going to be healthy?
Well, he had a concussion, right? So what's concussion? What's the protocol? Right.
NFL want him to play. Trust me, if he don't play, Ravens, he playing.
Yeah,
he was practiced today, so he practiced today, so he good. He'll come out of protocol.
Buffalo wins without Patrick Mahomes?
No, hell nah.
You still got KC.
No. I'm saying Kansas City ain't winning out without Mahomes. Nah, not with Henny.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah. And you got the NFC Championship. Who you got? I got Green Bay. I got Tampa Bay.
Ooh, Dorian. Man. He said Tampa Bay.
I say that because I'm being biased. I ain't gonna lie. I just don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Dude. Why? Did he fuck your girl? Why? Well, you don't like him.
Oh my God. Wow. Maybe he could have hit his car, Chris. Why had to be fuck his girl? Maybe he didn't give him the exact change.
Ah, boy, man. Chris, you couldn't come up with anything more original than that.
Maybe he doesn't like
I'm fucking sorry, bro. Can we not do this?
I'm holding it back. But Chris, you just fucked up by saying that shit. From now on, you're gonna have to edit a lot of shit out of this now. You just fucked up, man. You shouldn't have never said that shit. But now I know we off limits now.
We always been.
Oh, well, we really... No. Trust me. I'm not really off limits. Trust me. We really off limits. Now,
oh, shit. He's
going to
make me pass out, dude. Fuck.
No, I know you don't really... I know you don't... acting like you hard right now and shit, but... Okay.
Stop trying to peel fuel. Mm-hmm. On something that's not on fire.
Yeah.
Dorian.
Y'all fucked up. Just fucked up.
Hey, Karan, you still there, bud?
Yeah, he'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I just helping somebody.
Who you got on the AFC Championship?
He helping Monty Ellis right now.
Hey, who you got on the AFC Championship?
Bro, I got TPN. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
All right. Damn.
He said he helping Baron Davis now.
They all go there.
Let me move it along with the rumor growing out with Deshaun Watson. He's staying or is he going?
My answer is Bills, though. My fault. My answer is Bills.
Nice. Who you got for
the
Bills?
What about the NFC?
Yeah.
Karan.
I could care less with Green Bay.
But you go with Green Bay?
Yeah.
You got the Bills even if they got Mahomes?
Yo, bro, you know what? If Tom Brady even make it to a Super Bowl, man, he like the greatest. He's the most accomplished athlete in anything ever, bro. Like,
I was saying that shit, and I got fucking yelled at when I said that 2 weeks ago. I fucking got yelled at.
No, hold on.
See, that's fucked up. See, I fucking said that shit, but he was fucking acting crazy.
I said accomplished. I didn't say my best. God. Chill.
Oh, my God. I was saying that 2 weeks ago, bro.
It's a difference, bro. Crazy. It's a difference.
Who the fuck did he bet? Who did he name as the best quarterback again? I don't even remember.
Cunningham.
It was Cunningham. Oh,
yeah, no, I didn't. Stop it. I was playing when I said that. Oh, my God. Go back and listen to the
replay.
I didn't say no.
He was mad because I said fucking Jerry Rice was the best wide receiver.
Exactly.
And he ran
it. Who did I say was the best quarterback?
Randy Moss.
I said Tom Brady, so stop it.
He's fucking, he said Randy Moss was the best fucking wide receiver ever.
Yeah, that's what the fuck I said.
Ever.
That's what the fuck I said. That's what the fuck I said.
Deshaun Watson. Dorian, is he staying or is he going? Man, and where would he fit bet?
Ooh.
Shit, he should come to the Eagles right now. If they can get him, trade his ass for Wentz.
I doubt if that happens. Because I don't even think the rumor hasn't been going around at all with him going to Philly. The only latest I've heard is Chicago, the Jets, and the Niners.
Ooh.
I still think Wentz going to the Patriots, man.
Oh, Jameis?
Huh?
Which, you said Wentz?
Yeah, Wentz.
Ooh.
If he get traded, because, you know, we got rid of the coach, so I guess getting rid of the coach is have something to do with trying to keep wins. But anyway, we ain't talking about my weak-ass Eagles. We're talking about playoffs.
Yeah, we're talking playoffs.
The playoffs? I just have that on the sound clip.
Mm-hmm.
And is Karan still there or he's still helping someone?
He's probably still helping someone.
All right. UFC fight, Conor versus Poirier. I know Chris is a big UFC fan. I'm picking Conor. Actually, I'm not picking Conor. Yeah. I'm picking Poirier.
Yeah, same here. Again, you know, Conor has that mystique, man. You know, he has the mystique that every boxer has, and that sucks for his opponent because the opponent has to battle through that mystique and all the fans rooting against you, and I honestly feel that matters. I really do. And then because you feel like everyone's against you. The judges are against you, so you got to think extra hard and work extra hard. And when you're thinking too much when you're fighting, it becomes a handicap. It becomes a disability. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm going with Poirier because Conor has fought twice since 2018.
Yeah, and, you know, when he, after his loss to Khabib. His longest fight was 40 seconds against a cowboy Cerrone that is a decent fighter, but I don't know what the fuck happened. That was like a freak fight.
It's going to be a good one. Connor said he's going to beat him in 60 seconds.
Well, Connor's going to always say stupid shit like that. It's you know, it's a mental game for sure. It's all strategy. You're trying to psych out your guy. I look forward to the fucking face off this Friday. That's what I want to see, and that for me that tells me a lot. If Poirier smiles a lot,
Connor.
Yeah, Connor and Dustin Poirier.
Who you got, Connor or Poirier?
You know what? My heart's saying Connor, but I feel like this might be an upset.
Would it be an upset, though, if Dustin Poirier wins? I mean, he's been the most active fighter. His only true loss, you know, from after his major loss to Connor was Khabib, who is considered one of the best 155-pounder.
I'm talking upset in terms of
media exposure or what the media
Connor's
wants?
Ain't this like Connor's first? Ain't this Conor's first match in like a couple years?
Since October 2018.
In a way, people expect Conor to kind of come back and win. That's what I'm saying. I could see an upset and since Tiger comes back and gets his ass whooped because he ain't been in the ring for about a couple months. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my heart wants to go Conor might come back. Hey, bro, you know, LL Cool J, go call the comeback. I've been there for years. Mm-hmm. Or he can get slept. So
I hope Conor gets slept. I want that shit. Fucking tired of Conor. I think he's horrible for the sport.
If Conor really loses, is he done?
No.
We're not going to see him
again? No, dude. People fucking love him, dude. This dude, people love him. Nah. He fucking acts retarded. He beats up old men in fucking bars, and people still love him, dude.
Well, they don't like his whiskey. What would you have done?
Shit. I know. That was fucking dumb. I would have done nothing.
Dorian, I don't know if you're a big UFC fan or not, or if you keep in touch with that sport. Dorian?
Hey, you remember Mike, Chris?
What happened?
Back in the, I said, you remember Mike from back in the day?
Yeah.
The one, GameStop. Bro, yeah. I remember when Conor and Floyd was going to have their match. He swore up and down that Conor was going to win that fight.
He's when I tell retarded. You,
I looked at him so crazy. I looked at him crazy for like 3 weeks, dog. Because he was like showing me videos. Like, look, he's fighting two boxers in the ring. And they're getting exhausted. I'm like, bro, this isn't Dragon Ball Z. You need to get this out of my face, bro. He's going to lose. He's going to lose, man. He's going to lose. And sure enough, he did. And ever since then, anytime Mike want to bet on something, I just look at him like, you really want to do this again, Mike? Remember what happened last time?
Yeah.
And he said Conor was going to win that. No, we ain't doing that again.
Man, fuck the UFC. I don't like that shit. That shit
you don't?
Stupid.
Do you like boxing? Are you a boxer?
I like watching it. I don't like Dana White. Like, I just never liked him, so I don't watch his shit. If I watch it, I watch it bootleg. You know what I mean? Like, I'll probably watch the fight because I ain't got shit to do on Saturday. But I don't even fucking like Dana White. Like, and I think all athletes in the UFC is dumb as fuck. They let him control their whole fucking destiny and shit. You know, it's 2020. Like, it's like that dude is like Vince McMahon. Like, how he, you know, he like he can strip everything. Like, those fighters is dumb.
That's a good comparison.
I like John Jones and them. You know, I ain't gonna say I know every move in there. I ain't into it like that. But I like watching everybody like watching the fight. Come on, you know what I'm saying? I see a fight right now on the street, I'm gonna watch the shit. But you know, I just never liked Dana White, bro. Never liked how he. So I just don't really too much follow UFC. If they start just having like random fights and stuff like that, I'll probably get into it more. But I just don't like Dana White.
Dorian, I mean, Chris, what are your thoughts on what he just said? Because I know you're a big UFC fan and Dana White.
Well, that's fine. You know, he doesn't like the promoter. And right now, UFC really does have a monopoly on mixed martial arts, even though there's Bellator. And, you know, there's Crocker with Bellator. They don't have as much media exposure as the UFC does, and they don't have a partnership with ESPN. So that's fine that he feels that way. He knows, of course, the biggest names, right? And that's fine. He's a big fan of Jon Jones. Okay. I want to know why he's a big fan.
What he was talking about. Because the pay structure
look,
before was
it's
better.
These fighters is they don't want to bite the bullet and start to do their own things. Everybody just sell their soul to this dude.
They
you know
try
I mean?
To start a fighters union, and every time it failed. This is why Randy Couture left. This is why a lot of great fighters all fall out of favor with Dana White and so forth. They tried, they failed. But this is how these guys want to make their millions. They want to make their millions by punching other people in the face.
Yeah, but they're not really making money like that.
Superstars are.
Fighters in the UFC that's really making bread.
That's Conor, just how it is. Remember, Conor, it's Gregor, a young sport, right?
Not really making money like how they supposed to be making.
It's a young sport, bro. It's a young sport, and that's just how it is. This is how the game's played. There's corruption. That's just what it is.
You have to set the fighters now have to start to set the foundation.
They'll fail again. They've been trying for the last 20 years, and they fail. They'll fail again.
They're not doing it right. So make your own fucking fights. Who say you can't make your own fights? Fight independently.
There's a bunch of regional
you know, MMA belts, you know, all throughout the state. There's a bunch of, you know, regional fights throughout the state.
Well, that's it good just, to hear.
You know, the thing is that if you want to be famous, if you want to be a superstar, you go to UFC. You can still go to Bellator where they can have their own sponsors and make their own money.
But I think to Dorian's point, you want to be a superstar, you want to be famous, but you're not making those millions. I mean,
if you are a superstar and if you are famous, you will be making the money, period.
Okay, let's look
at that. They're not making money like that, man, like they supposed to if they was promoting their own shit or had their own company.
Connor did.
Let's look at the cold main event. It's Dan Hooker against Michael Chandler. I don't think they... Between both of them, I don't think they're going to make $500,000, not even between them.
Exactly. That's bullshit.
And that's
if Floyd Mayweather had that mentality, he wouldn't be making as much money as boxing is a
different beast, bro. And with boxers, and with boxers in the 60s, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, it was like that. It was mob run.
It changed the game. It take people to, you know what? Fuck that, man. I'm gonna take a chance. You can't say Floyd didn't take a chance on himself. He took a chance on himself.
Floyd played the game until he was able to step out on his own.
Right.
Period.
That's what they need to do.
But Floyd is literally one of the best pound for pound boxers.
He is ever, the best ever. He's ever. The best ever.
Okay. Nobody else in boxing is doing what Floyd is. Period.
Yeah, but at least he put it out there like, man, look, man, if I could do it,
he got lucky.
Y'all could try and
no,
do it.
No, that's not true. Lucky. He's got boxers lucky. Under him. He manages boxers under him. And I'm sure he's doing them shady too. It's what the business
smart,
is.
What he doing. That hey, he a smart businessman, but at the end of the day, it's just like you got
it doesn't work
company,
that way,
you know
man.
Saying?
I'm sorry.
You might get fucked at the beginning, but then you learn.
They're all getting fucked. That's just what it is, bro. Boom. That's what it is. That's it. There's no what's buts. You can dream all day.
That's a dumbass mentality.
You think
when you don't think
do,
better.
Do you,
you
think
better,
you,
man.
A guy who's never
that's
fucking fought mentality. Or boxed that's a or done mentality. Anything, hey, you think no one else thought about what you're fucking thinking?
Nah.
Dude, you know what? What are you a professional in sports? Nothing, right?
I don't give a fuck what I'm
right.
I don't settle
right?
for shit, bro.
Right.
What?
But we're talking about fighting right now.
And I'm telling you, does he think he's the only one who fucking thinks like him as a fighter? It doesn't fucking work. You just shut the fuck up. You get in back of the bus and you ride. And if you become a big fucking star, you'll make your money. And if you don't, then shut the fuck up and drink a Coke.
No, hold on. Just a fucking few.
Drink a Coke.
Hold on. Can I talk now? Can I talk? Just a few fucking weeks ago.
Uh-huh. A few weeks ago.
Once you have a dream, you just got to keep pushing when we was talking about football. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And once you have a fucking dream, you got a mentality, you might have your ups and downs, but once you keep pushing, you could do it. Now you're saying no?
No.
What the fuck?
That's not what
about?
I'm saying, because you know what? Connor fucking did that dream, didn't he? This motherfucker's walking around with $1 million witch watch. $1 million.
He's still
rich.
Under Dana White.
It don't Connor matter. He fucking fought one. Floyd Mayweather. Connor, he retired whenever he wanted. One. He held up two weight divisions.
Okay.
He held up two weight divisions.
I don't give a fuck about that. I'm talking about money, homie.
What the fuck are you talking? You're talking about these
talking
people
about,
and how they make their money. I've explained it to you. You're being fucking hard-headed. You're sounding like a Trump supporter, and there's nothing I can do. You're being unreasonable.
Nah, I'm not being fucking unreasonable. You got to be smart.
I'm telling you, these fools are trying to be smart, but it don't work that way.
Yeah,
you fucking kiss ass. You do
they
what you got. They
enough.
Are doing enough, right, man. They are fucking doing enough.
We can't get past the UFC. It's like we can't get past. We can't do nothing other than the UFC. So we have
Chris,
to go.
What? Others
we
have
to, bro.
Chris Cyborg went to fucking Bellator. Yeah,
Chris. What are they doing? Because you said they are doing enough. What are they doing that you believe that they're doing enough?
For those who could go and make a name for themselves, that's why you see a lot of fucking young fighters talking shit, fucking putting their fucking own brain health at risk, trying to fucking land bombs and knock out other fools, going full throttle and not fighting, you know, smart. They're doing that to get the casuals like Dorian to be their fans so they can make their own way, make their own money. You know, have
it's
these fucking.
Hold on. Dorian, before you say anything, I would like to tell Chris and Karan to stop picking on my friend Dorian.
Ain't nobody picking on me. Let me tell you something.
He's my
hey, man, I got love for Jordan, bro.
Let me tell you guys something about me.
Ain't no beef,
bro. Hold on. And I don't mean this by no disrespect.
Fuck it, casual. But
I don't fucking work for nobody, bro. Not a motherfucker, day or night. I work for my fucking self. No motherfucker can't call me and ask. And I started a job. I went to school. And when I went to school and I got a job, you know what I realized? I don't want to work for a motherfucker.
I could tell with that attitude.
Hold on, let me finish, bro.
I can tell with that attitude. Trust me. It fucking shows.
I broke as fuck. And I went through the fucking trenches to be where I'm at right now that I don't have to answer to a motherfucker. And I tell, and I try and make all of my friends know.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
If you always want to be an employee,
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you right now. These fighters tried to do fighter unions. They failed. Okay, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. UFC was bought by Disney, and it will take time for it to come down.
Everything takes time, bro. Everything takes time. Oh, my fucking
God, dude.
You ain't telling me nothing.
It's like talking to you is like talking to a fucking brick, dude.
No, talking to you.
Fucking talking to a fucking brick here, bro.
Talking to you is holy shit. You can't talk to me when it comes to
independence.
Oh, my God, dude. Because I guarantee you, you work for somebody, right?
I'm a fucking 1099 contractor, bro. I work for myself. So what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, then shut the fuck up. I'm telling you how it is. You're over here saying this stupid shit, dude. I'm just telling you what's going on, bro. You don't want to fucking accept it. You just don't want to fucking accept it, bro. I'm just telling you what it is. You fucking think you're so fucking smart, but you ain't doing shit. Then go fucking manager. Then go manage a fucking fighter. Go manage a fighter then and make him rich and prove me wrong. Go manage a fighter and prove me wrong. Listen to me. Go find a fighter and manage him and prove me fucking wrong, bro. That's it. It's not fucking hard, right?
You sound silly, bro.
I'd like to thank our special guest,
Karan.
Thank you for joining us, Karan. Of course, we're going to have you.
Hey, man, thank you. Dorian. Hey, it's awesome. Let me say this real quick. Dorian, it's all love. I fuck with the Lakers, bro. I'm just fucking with you.
Nah, fuck Dorian, bro. Fuck that dude. Nah, fuck him.
Nah, man, Dorian is funny. Dorian is funny as hell, bro. Dorian is hard-headed and funny as hell.
Nah, fuck that dude. That dude's an asshole.
I love Dorian when is people hilarious, say that.
Dorian,
I didn't even say Baron Davis' name, and I said all the names, and he's still gonna be. But you don't know him, though.
Because he's fucking a hater, bro. Because you know what? Let me tell you something about Dorian that I've learned. Wait, hold on, Anderson. Don't close this show yet. Let me fucking tell you something about Dorian. Dorian's all about being Mr. Independent, but you can't fucking disagree with him on nothing. Because then he acts like a punk ass and always tried to fucking cut you up.
You see what it is? That's your internet gangster motherfucker. You know what I mean? Because if you was in my face, you wouldn't even say no shit like that.
I would still fucking call you a punk ass to your phone. I swear to God I will. I swear to fucking God I will. I swear to God. I swear to God I would. I swear to fucking God. I swear to God, dude. I swear to God, dude. I swear to fucking Jesus and baby Jesus and little fucking Major Jesus and all of them.
I don't give a fuck how much.
Oh my God, dude. Believe me. You want everybody to be so fucking independent, but you want every fucking buddy to be fucking under your fucking toe.
Hey, I can't even take you serious because you can't even come where I fucking live. Fuck out be here.
Dorian, if you see Chris will probably change his voice. He sounds British when you meet him.
Man, that motherfucker sound like he fucking... like he
good day, good sir. Hello.
Get the fuck out of here.
Chris?
You ain't scaring nobody with that tone.
I'm glad that we didn't fight today. I hope everybody enjoyed Dorian. It's always a pleasure. And of course, Chris and Karan. Good looking out.
See you guys next week.
On last minute. All right, see you guys next week.
Hey, I just want to say, fuck you, Dorian. Have a good night, everyone.